opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So people wanted me to be meter, that coming up here in a little bit. Also, Zach Meisel going to join us, 922 from The Athletic. Did Stephen Vogt make a mistake by leaving Bibee out for the seventh, or was he trying to build confidence in a young pitcher? This show, it was an official show stance. This show said he was trying to build confidence. And it ended up backfiring, yes, but he was trying to build confidence in it. Somebody asked Grock what the agricultural and economical impacts of Cleveland, Ohio would be if it's 55 and raining every day of the summer. Somebody asked how many rainouts we would have. Just to make the World Series, I said I would do it. I would take 55 and rainy, misty, good enough to play baseball in, but not fun.
That week before Memorial Day, it was like that all week.
Yes, it was terrible. It was awful. And it did have an effect on my mood. I'll grant you that. Now, there were other things going on that had an effect on my mood. I ain't going to lie to you. But if it guaranteed an appearance in the World Series for the Guardians, I'd do it. I'm usually not that affected by rain. It sucks when it rains constantly and you can't get anything done outside. Like, that's terrible. But if it guaranteed an appearance, I can't guarantee a World Series championship. That makes the question too easy. But an appearance, yeah. Do you think now, let me ask you this before I move on. Do you think the Dodgers are the odds-on favorite to repeat as World Series champions?
I assume so, yeah.
If I know that we are going to put fake money down again on the Owen Sportsbook on the Rockies today, or against the Rockies today, you'll find out at 9:45. Would you put fake money on the Owen Sportsbook on the Dodgers to repeat as World Series champions?
Even though it's not probably not great value behind doing that,
oh, come on, I'll give you.
Because in a pragmatic
give you a free
sense,
night stay.
In a pragmatic sense, and I did get this a lot. That's a great, hey, by the way, you're looking at a whale right there. He loves a free night stay. In a pragmatic sense, there were plenty of people who, one, they were going after Dolan's cheap, things like that. But if you just think the Dodgers are going to run away with this thing eventually, what's the point? What's the point? I have to give the other side of it. It's exactly what Owen said. You get to go to the ballpark. Say you could be a big fan. Go to the ballpark, good weather, that whole thing. The Guardians are a playoff team as of right now. There's some guys who I think are a bit of a surprise. Oh, credit where it's due. Peterlin was upset we didn't give him credit yesterday for talking about Nolan Jones because we were making fun of him over the exit velo thing. Credit where it's due. JP, you're right. You get your Nolan Jones credit. Until he sucks up the room again, hopefully he doesn't, but you get your Nolan Jones credit.
Supposedly,
even though he wasn't in the lineup last night.
Supposedly Nolan Jones has been one of the unluckiest top 10 hitters in all of baseball this year,
no?
If you compare the analytics, the expected versus the actual outcome.
That's why they play 162 games and not six, so you have a great big sample size of guys to possibly play every day. Can't say the whole thing, same thing about John Kenzie Noel, but I can certainly understand it about Nolan Jones. But yeah, there's people who say, well, if the Dodgers are going to just win the World Series, what the hell am I giving up my summer for? I could buy that argument.
Well, somebody brought up on social media, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, talking about, well, in winter, wouldn't you take the brutal, cold, snowiest winter, lake effect snow, just unforgiving, would you take that with a Super Bowl?
And I'm just like, assume that's going to happen anyway.
I feel like we've had those, so that's not a huge sacrifice.
I feel like that's every occurrence.
To just have like the one thing, a saving grace about this area of the country is that, man, when we have beautiful summers,
Jameis Winston said it. He told the world last year.
It's like we become the hidden gem. Anybody that comes here over the summer, travels here for a wedding or whatever, they're like, I had no idea.
I think it's a big reason that a lot of people here that spend winters in Florida, but they always come back for the summertime.
Someone posted it yesterday, and I wish I could give them credit. I don't remember. I was scrolling through, and it was like, Ohio goes on vacation for the summer and takes us with it. I was like, that's a very nice way to say things. Zach Meisel, 921 this morning. All right, I think she's nuts. But she ends up being right about the Browns 98% of the time. Hit it.
There is not one time where we ever have a discussion about the quarterbacks where they don't slide his name in there somehow, some way. So I think they're trying to prepare the fan base for the notion that, okay, maybe this isn't 100% over yet, or maybe there is some other kind of method to their madness where they want others in the league to see that he's working really, really hard to come back.
That's Mary-Kay Cabot on You Know Who. Do I got to say his name? Do we all know who? Do I got to say that guy's name? She didn't mention the name himself, but we all know his name, right? The fifth quarterback with the Cleveland Browns?
Yep.
Okay, so we all know who that is. When I hear that, I kind of go, what do you mean they're preparing fans for the possibility of them coming back? Like I said yesterday, they have to do this. They have to say nice things. You don't want to upset David Mulligetta. You don't want to find yourself in any whatever legal wrangling there could be in any part of a contract. I don't know. I haven't seen his contract. I have no idea. Mike Florio has posted his contract before, but I don't know any of the legalese. Florio's a lawyer. I'm not. About his deal and about what could be done, I don't think there's any.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Any possibility of any sort of a trade whatsoever. I don't think there's any sort of a chance of that. If they want to try to talk him up for a trade, you go right on ahead and knock yourself out. I don't think there's any possibility. I think he's yours until the bitter end, which would probably come next June. And then that's the end of it, and we will pay on that contract for the next umpteen years, it seems, because we keep kicking the can down the river. However, am I saying that to make myself feel better? Because I'm excited about the arguments we are having. I get excited during these arguments.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you give me the scenario that you would even get to him quarterbacking?
All four again. Other quarterbacks go down, or all four other quarterbacks are bad.
And when's he even going to be ready to play?
November? Late November? Thanksgiving?
So this definitely means that one of Kenny Pickett or Flacco got traded.
Yes. Right? Yes.
That's the first part of the formula. The first part of the formula is one of those guys can't be here.
Yes.
Then you get to the Gabriel slash Shedeur Sanders part of this. And you don't want to just give them one game each or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, obviously, we played, what, five quarterbacks last year, five the year before? So
do you think there's a distinct possibility he could be back?
I do not. No.
Okay. So if we play five quarterbacks this year, it's going to be these four quarterbacks in some way, or three of these quarterbacks in some way, and then two other guys we haven't even talked about yet.
No, I mean, I guess if they all get injured and it's just one of those all-time comical seasons of can't protect the quarterback, it's just whatever could go wrong, did go wrong, then yeah, I guess it would make sense not to bring in another quarterback. You might as well, if he's even healthy.
Because my whole theory is agent relations, because David Mulligetta has different clients who obviously play in the NFL. He's one of the most powerful people in sports. So you don't want to do that. And again, I don't know what his contract is. And maybe the Browns are, hey, if there is a possibility of some team biting on the end of that, maybe they really will. I don't think they will, but maybe they really think so. I cannot imagine a team where the owner went out and said, called it a colossal, a major mistake. A team where Joel Bitonio talked about running it back to the 20 and 2021 seasons of trying to run the football, which one was good, one was bad, trying to do that, where you've jettisoned the people that you brought in, where it basically seemed you were going to go all the way in. And tell me, with these quarterbacks, what quarterback is really like him at all with these other four guys? Look at the room.
Yeah,
look,
in the past.
In the words, look around the room, yeah, guys.
In the past, you know, some of their decisions, it made sense bringing guys that play kind of like Watson. So it's uninterrupted, right?
DTR was like, oh, well, he's like a smaller Deshaun. And then there was Jameis, like, all right, well, we'll break in case of glass.
Well, who was
Jacoby Brissett?
Who was the Ravens' former Pro Bowler that they had? I mean, that was
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley. Like, you were bringing in guys that you could understand. But then, of course, what happened? Joe Flacco comes in, takes him to the playoff, plays a completely different style of football. And I think that got the organization thinking about changing things up down the road.
You have a situation here where they were more than willing to bring in four guys to try to work for the three spots that are going to be open before they really want to entertain any of the Deshaun Watson stuff, either because of injury or either because of perception. One of the two, you go ahead and take your pick. I have plenty of people who are willing to line up online and tell me that I'm wrong and that he's coming back and I better get used to it. And I better get used to the idea that, okay, fine. I think you'll find anybody to believe anything. I think you'll find people to believe the earth is flat and all types of other things. I got to look at it realistically. You've changed your offense back. You're going back to what did bring you some success. You have these quarterbacks who are not like him. Shedeur is read and throw. Dylan Gabriel is not the biggest guy. Both these guys can get out of harm's way and can move, but they're not going to be takeoff guys and create guys. Kenny Pickett is a hell of an athlete, but he's more drop back and let her rip. And certainly Joe Flacco has been a better athlete in his career than people give him used to, but he's also bootleg. 12 personnel. Sure. These are 12 personnel guys. And I don't know what we can say more to make me think that this is not going to happen other than, am I just trying to lie to myself? Because I don't want to deal with the fans being sad. Because if you bring him out, that's your season. And maybe your season's already done already, and I just don't want to understand that either. There's plenty of naysayers on that. But I've had more fun talking about these four quarterbacks and the quote-unquote circus that surrounds Shedeur, which it's not really a circus, and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco and even Kenny Pickett and what's being said about him. I've had a lot more fun with these four guys than I've had in these last other. Well, is there zip on the ball? Is there not zip on the ball? How's his shoulder? How's this? How's that? What type of offensive coordinator can we do there? Is Kevin going to run the offense? This type of stuff. I'm having much more fun here. And even if these guys don't work out for us, I have a lot more fun.
Keep in mind, the fun is relative here, relatively speaking.
True. I have a lot more fun winning, but if I can't have all the fun in the world winning, I have a lot more fun watching South Carolina and Penn State and Indiana and watching those quarterbacks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.